USA News Update. President Biden was supposed to be leaving Washington this evening on a trip to Poland. Air Force One actually departed Washington on Sunday and has made a surprise visit to Kyiv, Ukraine.
So, President Zelensky, you deeply honor me here in Kyiv with you today. To meet with your military, your intelligence folks, your diplomatic teams, community leaders who have stepped up and helped their country in their hour of need. It's astounding who stood up. Everybody.
Google goes before the U.S. Supreme Court this week to defend what is widely regarded as a pillar of the online community. The law at issue, known as Section 230, gives Internet platforms legal immunity from almost all third-party content hosted on their sites. A decision to limit that immunity could change the business model of the Internet's biggest companies. Lance Pry, USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.